What's going on? What's going on? I've been wanting to do this for so long, and I've been putting it off for, like, no reason. I mean, there is a reason, because, you know, shit like this, like, if I see other people doing it, I'm like, come on, bro. You're not Joe Rogan, dog. But, no, I'm more of a doing it for myself, because I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and I told myself in 2025, we're going to do stuff that you've been wanting to do. We're going to stop putting stuff off, and we're going to actually do it. It don't matter what anybody thinks about it. I mean, it's going to be a miracle if anybody actually listens to this. If this gets put out, and somebody clicks on a link and actually listens to this whole John, I am going to be in disbelief, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm literally recording this on my, like, the little voice memo you have on your iPhone. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to post it. I don't have a Spotify account. I don't know how the hell this shit's going to get out. And I hope it doesn't, because it's going to be terrible. I mean, I'm already fucking up, but I'm not editing this shit because I don't know how to edit. So we're here. Average Joe Podcast is what it's called. Average Joe Podcast, where, you know, I'm an average Joe. I'm a regular guy. I go to work, I go to the gym, I don't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm just an average dude. I'm going to share some of my life stories, you know, because I want to, you know what I'm saying? And if nobody listens to them, that's, you know, that's the fucking goal, because I don't want people to listen to this shit, because, again, I'm not good. And I don't really have anything interesting to say. It's just the shit that I see on a daily basis. Maybe if people do actually listen to this and it gets somewhere, I'll have other people on and we can talk about, like, their experiences as just living a regular life, fucking going to college, working, trying to, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to make it out here. You know, life is pretty difficult. So when you're doing your best, and you're just trying, and you're going out there, waking up every morning, and you're doing something, I think that's interesting to me. Doesn't matter what you do. If you drive trucks, if you are a cop, it doesn't matter. You know, you're a nurse, you're in school to be a nurse. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I think everybody has a story, and everybody's interesting in their own unique ways. And I think it's good to hear things from regular people, because honestly, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and I can't relate to none of the fucking people that get on there, you know, because they talk about shit I can't relate about. I can't relate about having a Lambo and it getting fucking crashed and I got to spend $100,000 to fix it. That's a terrible example. Again, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm kind of nervous right now, but we're here. I'm not editing this shit out. This is raw. I'm not editing none of this shit out. But yeah, I've always wanted to do this. I didn't know what I was going to talk about for my first episode, because there's not much to talk about, but recently I've had some events happen in my life where I think it's very important to share. Well, who the fuck am I really sharing it with? I ain't nobody listening to this shit. I keep thinking that like this is actually going to get out there and I'm going to get like 100 views. But nobody's listening to this shit. I can already see some of my friends, like my man Ryan. We got a Joe Rogan over here now. Look at this guy, big Joe Rogan guy over here. Hey man, shout out my man Ryan. But yeah, I've had some stuff happen in my life where I think it's important. For me, it's important to share. So I'm gonna share it. You know, if it doesn't interest nobody, it is what it is. It's something I need to share. It's something that I've been dealing with. It's something that I'm working on, and we're working to get it fixed. So yeah, first episode, New Year's resolutions and changes. I think those go hand to hand, because, you know, if you have a New Year's resolution, you also need to incorporate change with that New Year's resolution. So whatever, you know, everybody got their own New Year's shit. You know, I don't believe in that shit, because I don't think you need to wait a whole year to change how you live and what you do. But, you know, if you do have a New Year's resolution, I hope that you keep fucking doing it and you keep working on it and you don't give up, because you got this shit, you know? You got it. You just got to put the work in and make that shit happen. But changes, you know, 2024 for me has been, I wouldn't say an interesting year. It's been a really tough year, to put it quite frankly. And I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to make this, a sob story, and I don't want to make this, I don't want to make this sad or whatever, but it's just what it is. So I'm going to talk about it. 2024 has been really tough. Just because of life, you know, sometimes people go through very tough patches, in their life. And I feel like 2024 has really kicked me in the fucking ass, to say at least. It really has kicked me in the ass, and I'm so glad that it's gone, and I'm so glad that 2025 has already been 5 times, 10 times better than what the fuck 2024 was. So this is where I want to start off with. I fell into a really kind of terrible routine. It was, you know, well, let me bring it back, right? I was always the type of kid, like, really positive, right? Really positive, straight to the point, like, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and, you know, I'm hitting the gym, and, you know, everything's cool, I'm always positive, this and that, but in 2024, something changed, you know, something in me changed, and I don't know when it happened, I don't know how it happened, but I think when people get into a certain routine and a certain, I guess I'd say comfort in their life. I mean, I wasn't really comfortable, but I was all right. You know, I'm going to work. I was helping my dad with his business. I was helping my mom with the kids. I got 5 siblings. You know, I was doing all the shit that I was supposed to be doing. But there became a point where all that shit became very freaking overwhelming, like very overwhelming. And I started coping with this in a not positive way. You know, I started dealing with my problems a little bit differently than I've always dealt with my problems. Before, it was always like, oh, I got a problem. Let me try to fix this problem. And if I can't fix it, I can't really worry about it. And we'll get on. But if I have a problem, let's go fix it. Let's try to figure out how to fix it. But I got put in a position where it was very hard for me to do that. And I became very, very unhappy. And I fell into this routine. And honestly, I can't even remember much of 2024 because I think I did the same shit every day. Which is, I mean, unless like I took a vacation or something, but it was just the same thing over and over and over and over again. You know, you wake up, you go to work, you work 8 hours, you come home, you do this, you take care of this, take care of some chores, whatever. You go to the gym, you go to bed. You do that 5 times a week, then the weekend finally comes, and then you get drunk for 2 days straight, and then you do the same shit over again, and the same shit over again, and the same shit over again. And as that was happening, I didn't realize how bad it actually like impacted me, because I just became miserable. At some point during this time where I was just doing the same thing over and over and over again, I became freaking miserable. Just like out in public, I mean, I would always try to hide it. Like out in public, it's always all fun and games. Yeah, how you doing? I'm doing good. Yeah, everything good, blah, 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 blah. Always try to be positive. And I didn't, like, I wouldn't talk about this shit. Like, I wouldn't tell nobody, like, yo, like, I don't feel good about this shit. Like, I'm not happy. I want to say that shit. I wouldn't say that shit to nobody because it's like, no, bro, you're not bro, what are you, a fucking bitch? Nah, bro, just handle it. Just handle your problems, bro. Just, you know, and the way I started handling problems was like very unhealthy. I started just kind of putting them away. Instead of dealing with them head on, I just kind of, you know, I'm going to put that away. Let me just get through this week. That's what I was saying. Let me get through this week. You know, then the weekend will come. I don't have to deal with this shit. I'm going to get drunk. Everything's going to be fine. And then Monday will come. And then it's the same thing. Let me just get through this week. I was still doing everything I needed to do, you know, with responsibilities and stuff. I was still going to work. I was making my money. I'm still going to work, but I was making my money. I was helping with everything that I could with the business. I mean, I basically help with everything. Everything that my dad ever needs, I'm there. I'm helping him. So in that perspective, it wasn't all bad, but the way I felt inside was absolutely just horrible. Because I've always had these like big dreams, and I just felt like I had no desire or I had no passion. I didn't have a fire to even like focus on them anymore. I was just kind of just going through the motions. And that is like, that is horrible now that I think about it. Like just going through the motions, just not trying to get any better, just staying in the same spot for like a year. I mean, that is not good. You know, that is not good. That's horrible. You know, I always like prided on myself and, you know, trying to become better, trying to be a better person, a better boyfriend, a better son, a better. And I had no desire to do that. I just wanted to get through the week so I could get to the weekend, so I could go out, party. And then whatever I had to deal with on Monday, I would have to deal with on Monday. Well, it got to the point where that Monday became just a horrible day for me. Even though it was my day off, because I'd work Tuesday to Saturday. So I had Sunday, Monday off. But that Monday became like hell. Because all the shit that I put out, all the shit I had to deal with Thursday, Friday, I wouldn't deal with it because I was being an asshole. So then all the shit that I had to deal with on Thursday and Friday, it would transfer over to Monday. And it would just all pile on. And then most of the time, I'd be hungover on Monday. Because, especially when the fall hit, because of the birds. I love my birds. I'm having a few beers when I watch my birds. A few beers turns into a lot of beers. It's something that... Well, we'll get to that. But yeah, that Monday just became horrible. Even though it was my day off, it was like somebody was fucking stabbing me in the chest every time I woke up. Because I knew if I had to wake up and I had to do so much shit. I had to run around. It was just a constant chaos on Mondays. And then Tuesday I would go to work. And the same thing. I would just work, deal with the stuff I had to deal with, wait for the weekend, party. Go back to Monday. And as that was going on, I think I really lost myself as a person. Even though on the outside everything was cool, you know, I was still taking care of stuff. You know, I was still, you know, trying my best. But the way I started to feel inside was nothing like I've ever felt before. It was absolutely horrible. I wasn't happy. I just wasn't happy, and I wouldn't tell nobody. I just wouldn't tell, because again, you know, you're a man, bro. Don't. What are you talking about your feelings, bro? You're a man, bro. Man up, deal with it. And but how do you deal with it? Yeah, all right. There's the Jack bottle. There's the beer. Deal with it. When you deal with it like that, those problems, they go away, but they don't go away for long. That Monday is still coming. And I became very unhappy with myself. You know, I was, again, on the outside, everything was cool. Everybody thought everything was cool. But inside, I was miserable. And from time to time, when I would get fucked up, those emotions would come out, you know, and I felt horrible for anybody that to listen to. It was mostly my my ex-girlfriend, she had to deal with most of that shit, which, she's great, so kudos to her for dealing with that bullshit. But that's how my 2024 ended. Like, if it ended in a constant state of, let's just get through the week, let's get through the week, let's wait for the weekend, and everything's gonna be all right. And one day, this actually happened very, very recently. Fairly recently. I was really hungover. I'm drinking some tea, so let me just... very good tea. Mango, passion fruit. I think it's Japanese or some shit. Bro, fucking fire. Absolutely fire. Don't even need to add no sugar. No. All right. But very recently, I knew I needed to change. I knew I needed to change because it's something that we all need, especially with time, especially if you develop bad habits. You really need to look yourself in the mirror and be like, yo, what am I doing here, right? And I knew I needed to change, but again, I was still kind of living where it's like I was giving myself excuses. Like, I was like, well, you're going to work and you're helping your parents out and, you know, you're doing the best that you can. It's okay. It's okay. Like, it's going to pass. You know, you'll be all right. And I kept giving myself these excuses. And everything was just so comfortable that I was like, all right, well, I'll just get through the week. I'll deal with my shit. And then the weekend will come and everything will be fine. And I keep saying that because that's what the routine was. That's what made me fucking feel like shit. You know? That routine that you put yourself in. So one morning, right, and this happened recently, and this is why I kind of bring it back to the New Year's resolution, because I didn't have a New Year's resolution, but it kind of happened on its own. I don't know, you know, all glory go to God. You know, thank God it happened, because I fucking needed it, because I don't know where I was going. The ship was, you know, the ship was afloat, but the ship was definitely sinking. And if I didn't make any types of changes, eventually the ship would have sinked, and I don't know what would have happened. I genuinely don't know what would have happened if I kept doing the stuff that I kept doing. If I didn't at least try to make a difference or try to do something different about my life. So one day, I am violently hungover, right? Again, recently, I am violently hungover. And something like, I can't even explain it. That's how fucking weird it was. It was so weird that I can't even explain it. It's almost like an angel came down from heaven and tapped me on the shoulder and was like, dude, yo, you need to lock in, gang. Like, you need to do something. So, I went to the bathroom, I looked myself in the mirror, and I had like a 10-minute conversation in my brain. I just kept looking in the mirror, and I was like, dude, is this the life that you really want to live? Is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? You just want to go to work, come home, drink 3 beers, go to bed, wake up, go to work, and just have that cycle repeat over and over and over again. You already feel like shit, and you just started. You're 21 years old, you just started, and this is how you want to live the rest of your life? You don't want to have a passion, you don't want to have a desire, you don't want to have the will to make changes in your life. Stop being a bitch, stop complaining about stuff, stop making excuses for your sorry ass. Stop, you know, putting people in situations where it's obviously your fault, but, you know, you're making it seem like it's not. Stop making fucking excuses for yourself and go out there and actually fucking do something with your life. You don't have the willpower. You don't have the desire to do that. And then, I decided to change. I decided to make a change, you know, not as a human being. I mean, yeah, as a human being, but some of my habits. And I knew exactly what needed to be changed. I stopped drinking. That was a big one, because that was the way I was, you know, coping with some of the problems that I couldn't handle. That was how I cope. I'd wait for the weekend, get drunk, cool, whatever. But I know I needed to stop, because that's not how you should handle your problems. Until you have, this is the way I look at it, until I have a certain amount of money and a certain amount of success, I'm not going back to it. You know, I'm not going back to it. Because what I noticed started to happen as the first day went by, right? And I mean, again, you can't do a 180. This is a process. You're not just gonna like just flip a switch. Which I feel like for me that's what happened, because I instantly knew what I had to do to feel better. I instantly knew. I literally went down and I told my brothers, I'm not doing this shit again. I'm not doing this again. And I instantly knew. I knew what I needed to do. So then the second day came, right? And now, instead of thinking about the weekend, I was like, well, what do I have to deal with today? Okay, let me write it down, right? Let me take out a pen and paper. Let me write it down, right? What are the responsibilities I have today? I have to do this, 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 and third. Okay, I made a checklist. Let's start with that first, right? We do the first thing, we handle that, second thing, handle that, third thing, handle that, fourth thing, handle that, and so on, right? After I got all that out the way, right? It was my day off. After I got all that out the way, gym. I stopped going to the gym for about like three. Consistently, I haven't been going to the gym since the summer. And if I'm being honest with myself, it probably was even before that. I knew I needed to get back in the gym. Because before, the gym was really good for me. The gym was where I went, and that's where how I dealt with my problems before. I went to the gym. I worked it out. I sweated out. I hit the sauna. Great. Absolutely amazing. I strayed away from that. Now I was like, okay, instead of telling you we'll start with the gym tomorrow, let's start with the gym today. Okay, let's start with the gym. I went to the gym. I went to the sauna. Okay, I feel good. You know, I feel good. I went home. I took a shower. And I sat down and I wrote my goals for the next year. What are my goals for the next year, right? What am I going to do? What am I going to accomplish? What is going to change? What are you actually going to do to make the changes that you want to make? You know, I always thought, like, when people say, oh, well, make a plan, write it down, look at it every day, I thought that shit was corny as fuck. Corny as shit, because it's like, dude, just do it. But what I realized was you can't start on something if you don't even have a plan of how you're going to do it. So I was like, okay, let me sit down. What do I want, right? Okay, I want to get this type of license. I want to it's a trucking thing. Not for driving, but like logistics, dispatch, stuff like that. I need to get this license. Okay, you want to get this license so you can get that job, right? Cuz I don't want to work at Walmart for the rest of my life, right? I'm working at Walmart. I'm making good money, okay? Compared to everybody else who's working at Walmart, I'm making good money. Cool. That's fine. Is that what you're going to do for the rest of your life? No. How are you going to change that? Okay, so I want to get that license. For how am I going to get it? Well, I need to do this, 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 and this. Write it down. After you get your license, what's the next step? Okay, I need to go out there. I need to look for companies. I need to get some experience. How are you going to do that? Write it down. Pop, 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 pop. Okay, we wrote that down. Cool, cool. What are your goals for after, you know, you get that? My goal is to quit Walmart by a certain month. When I have my license, so I can start doing what I actually want to do in life, right? So, okay, quit Walmart by this time. What is your goal for the year? Where do you want to be when 2025 is ending, right? And I wrote this whole thing down, and I just kept staring at it, and I was like, okay, this is good. And ever since, like, those 2 days, I've just kept on the same kind of path, you know. I've kept on the path where, you know, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to vape. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do none of these things to cope with the stuff that I need to deal with. I'm actually going to deal with it head on like I always did before. And I haven't felt this good in so long. Like, it's amazing. Well, like a few days of actual change. It's not like it was just like, oh, I'm gonna change. No, I had to. It's not an option for me at this point. Because I was going down a hole where I was just gonna be, you know what I'm saying, bullshitting for the rest of my life. Or bullshit for the next 5-6 years, and then I'm looking up and it's 27 and it's like, holy fuck, you haven't done anything yet, dude. What the hell have you done? That's how I kind of felt about this year. I look back at my 2024, I'm like, dude, what the hell have you done? What have you done? Yeah, you went to work. Cool. Yeah, you helped your parents. Cool. What have you built? What have you accomplished? For real, for real. Yeah, you paid your car payment. You paid your insurance. But what have you accomplished? You ain't accomplished shit. You just went through the week, hoping for the weekend, and you spend your money at the bar. Or not even at the bar. Just, you know. But what's really upsetting about this whole thing is that, you know, along the way when I was losing who I was, I've also became very distant. I became very negligent of the people around me, especially the person that I loved. I took it for granted, you know. I really did, because I was so fucking caught up with all the bullshit that I had going on that I didn't even think to, you know, care about anybody else. And, you know, I did, but not as much as, like, I wanted to. Not as much as I needed to. Not as much as I would now. And again, you know, when you're at this age, when, you know, we're still young people, you know, you make mistakes. You make mistakes, and as long as you try to fix your mistakes somehow, I went so long without fixing my mistakes that it became like a habit, you know, and I kept making the same mistakes over and over again. And when you make the same mistakes over and over again, the people that you love are going to, you know, they're going to distance themselves from you, because it's like, well, you told me 2 weeks ago that you're going to fix this and you haven't. You told me 3 weeks ago you were going to fix this, and you haven't been telling me for these past 3 weeks you're going to fix it, and you still haven't. And at some point it's like, dude, well, you're just bullshitting. Oh no, I'm going to do this. No, you're just fucking bullshitting. And, you know, The saddest thing about this whole thing is that I took the love that I got from a lot of people, you know, from my parents, from my siblings. I took it for granted, and I didn't repay them. I repaid them. I love them all, but not to the extent that I would now, because my head was so full of this everyday life bullshit and this fucking fog. It was like it almost feels like there was a fog in my brain for so long, because it's like I don't even like remember a lot of this shit. Like, I don't remember a lot of 2024, because it was just constant. First of all, it was just the same stuff, but it was just constant like stress, and just built on top of each other. And I didn't show the people that I really loved enough. And by the time that I did make this change, you know, by the time that I realized I need to make a change, the person that I loved, you know, she was gone. No, I don't blame her. She saw me at my worst. She saw me at my worst, and she had every right to do what she did. And, you know, it is what it is. I have to deal with it. But it's very upsetting when you do actually change. And I know, you know, I'm not, I didn't do a full 180, but I know what I want to do, and I know where my head is at right now, and I know that I have to, there has to be a change. And there's already been significant amount of change for the short period that this has been going on for me to say that we're not ever going back to that. The 2024 state is never going to be in our head ever again. But it makes me really upset because that person doesn't get to see this person. And a lot of this person that is going to become was because of her or them. Not like that. But like, you know, you have people that distance themselves from you because you're just a fucking asshole sometimes. Most of the time. And they're not going to see this person because they already got sick and tired of the previous bullshit. They don't even want to hear that. Oh, yeah, I've changed. Yeah, you changed. Yeah, go suck a dick. You changed. You've been saying that for a year, that you're going to change, and nothing happened. So why would I believe you now? Which is, I mean, it's totally fucking understandable. It is totally understandable. And but for me, it's not a choice. It's not an option. It's not a choice. It's like I have to. And ever since I did make these little changes, I've been trying to do better and better every day. You know, it's an everyday process. And, you know, I've got my goals set up. I know what I'm going to do to reach those goals. And I don't have that fog in my brain anymore. I know exactly what I have to do. And I know exactly how to do it. And I'm going to do it. You know. I'm going to do it. I got the plan figured out. And that's what kind of became my New Year's resolution. This is why I'm doing this. Because I was so scared to do this for a long time. Like, I don't know why. You know, maybe other opinions. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care at this point. You know, if I love doing something, I'm going to do it. If I'm going to get on here and I'm going to speak about what's been going on for the past week and trying to make it entertaining and nobody listens to it, I don't care. I really don't, because I'm doing this shit for me. This is my little therapy session, you know, for the week, where I can just get on here and just, you know, speak the stuff I want to speak, you know, because now not everybody wants to hear my bullshit. Mostly nobody wants to hear my bullshit. But that's my only regret, that I didn't change earlier, that I didn't fix that relationship, that I didn't give that girl what she deserved at that time. You know, I thought I was trying my best, but now I know what my best is, and I wasn't even fucking close. But yeah, holy shit. Ain't that shit fucking depressing? I can't believe I just talked about that shit. Ain't this shit fucking depressing? This how you start off. This how you gotta do it, though. You know, you gotta start off with you got to start with the negatives, and then, you know, we're going to keep this rolling. And another reason why I'm actually doing this is to hold myself accountable. I can't talk about all this change without actually doing it. You know, I can't just sit here and talk about it. And if there's three people that will actually listen to this, then I'm held accountable by three people that are going to expect me to do better. And I'll be thankful for that, you know. But again, hopefully nobody actually hears this, because this is, I mean, first of all, it's fucking sad. Second of all, I'll be getting some questions if, you know, people that actually know me get to listen to this and be like, yo, what the fuck, are you good, bro? What's going on? I'm good. I promise I'm good. Nah, I haven't been this good in a while. Well, except the fact that, you know, whatever. I can't control that one. Now I can't control that one. That one's out of my hands. I tried, but it's out of my hands now. I don't feel good about it, but again, I wish I did the changes a little bit earlier so she could see them. But it's all right. Like this shit is depressing. I'm sorry. Whoever listens to this, that one listener who actually listens to this, my bad, bro. This shit is bad. But let's move on to the more important things. You know, we got the Birds playing Green Bay on Sunday. Hella excited. Wild card game. It should be a good one, but let's be real. They should blow them out. In my opinion, they should blow them out. No, not blow out, but like 10-point win. Like a 10-point win. They're playing at the Link. Christian Watson's out. It should be a... You can't lose this game. Not in the wild card. If we lose this game in the wild card round to this team with the team we have, then somebody's job is going to go. I don't know whose. It's not going to be Vic Fangio's. We obviously know that. But somebody's job is going to have to go. And I don't know whose fault it would be if they lose this game. But it's going to be somebody's fault. Because you can't lose at the Link to this team. Okay? Another thing, I'm in a little bit of a pickle, right? Penn State is playing Notre Dame tomorrow. I obviously go to Penn State. Well, yeah, I mean, technically, I still go to Penn State, but I took a semester off to focus on fixing my student debt. I'm working enough to fix my student debt, but whatever. I'm not talking about that. So, obviously, I'm a Penn State fan. I'm going to be rooting for them. But I really like Notre Dame. Like, I really, really like Notre Dame. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Northeast Catholic middle school coming out of me, you know, because I went to a Catholic middle school, and most of those guys are Notre Dame fans. So, I don't know if that Northeast is coming out of me. My best friend, shout out my man Pat, he's a Notre Dame. His dad's a Notre Dame fan. That's like my second family for real. They're both big Notre Dame fans. My favorite comedian, my man Shane Gillis, big Notre Dame fan. So I don't know. I'm obviously going to be rooting for Penn State, but it's going to be really hard for me if they actually pull it off, which I don't think they will. They never fucking do. They never pull it off. Why would I even – they never pull it off. That's why I have a kind of a beef with them, because it's like they never win the big games. For some reason, at least in my lifetime, they haven't won the big games. Or since I started watching college football, whatever, which wasn't that long ago. But that's that. I'm sorry if this was a little depressing. It's the first episode. Nobody's actually going to hear this. It's going to be a miracle if anybody hears this. But I just wanted to get the ball rolling, and I thought that would be the best way to kind of introduce people to, because I can't introduce people to my old self, and I can't introduce myself as the person that was living in 2024, because that person's gone. I don't want to see that dude ever again. This is how it is, you know. We're at 38 minutes. Nobody's going to listen to this for 38 minutes. Nobody. I don't even know how I'm going to upload this. I really don't. But yeah. Average Joe Podcast, first episode in the books. If you actually listen to this first episode, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hearing my sob story. I'm not looking for no fucking sympathy. Fuck that shit. No. We're on. We're rocking and rolling. We're writing. We're getting shit done. We're hitting the gym. We're eating clean. We're doing it, Jack. Shout out Uncle Joey. Have a great rest of y'all night.